The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee, Lenox, Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and watching us on PCTV Select and Access Pittsfield Channel 1301. Lots of places to see and hear the program. We thank you for tuning in this morning, and I'm Sean Sayre, by the way, here guest hosting this morning, as I do on Thursdays and Friday mornings. Happy to be here with you on Friday, September 26th. It's going to dry it out here a little bit, I hear, today. Yesterday was quite the wet day. We kind of thought that was going to happen in the morning, and then we just got pummeled, like 2 or 3 inches worth of rain in one day. We haven't seen that in a long time. But we got through it, and today I think it's going to brighten up a little bit, going to be a nice day, and I hear a beautiful weekend. And that beautiful weekend is a great time to go to the Lenox Apple Squeeze, and we're going to be talking all about that this morning with Sarah Goodberlet. She is the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce, and Sarah is going to give us the ins and outs of the Apple Squeeze and tell us all about all the good stuff down there. And boy, it's going to be just a perfect day for it. So we'll talk all about that in just a moment. First, let's get to our weather forecast from the National Weather Service and see what we have in store for us today. Here we go. Berkshire
Weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, mostly cloudy. Near steady temperature in the upper 50s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And you didn't hear it in that really short weather forecast, but I am hearing that we are just going to have nice sunny skies and temperatures in the 70s for the weekend. Very nice late summer, early autumn, early fall forecast. We like that. We like that. It's a very enjoyable time of the year, and we got to get it in now while we can. And one of the things you should definitely get out of the house for tomorrow is the Lenox Apple Squeeze. So joining me here in the studio this morning, Sarah Goodberlet. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for extending the invitation.
Absolutely. And as soon as I heard that we had a chance to talk to you about this, I'm like, I know people are going to want to know more about this event. And for folks that have never been, the Apple Squeeze is a pretty major event on the calendar in Lenox. And we think of a lot of things in Lenox. A lot of those are in the summertime, but there are things happening all throughout the year, and this is a big one. I see this is the 44th annual. That's a big deal, right?
44th annual, big number. Yeah, historically has happened every year. It's kind of positioned as the reward at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Lenox is just bustling and such a busy summer. We play host to so many visitors and travelers, and so this is the big reward.
Yeah. And so we're going to get into the details of this. So we're just call it the Lenox Apple Squeeze, but what does that mean? I have pictures in my mind. It is the time of the year when we think about apples and harvesting apples, and everybody goes on apple picking tours and things like that. But this is really a downtown kind of street festival, right?
It's a downtown street festival. You know, the slogan is homespun fun. There was some language around a couple years ago where there wasn't really much front apple-facing opportunities, so I think they're going to be coming back fierce this year. Lots of baked goods. You know, the classic is the Lilac Park Kids Play Area with the bake sale, and they do all of their proceeds go to the Morris Elementary School PTO. It's their big fundraiser.
Okay.
So bringing your kids down to the area. Inflatables. We have a face painter. We have our henna artists. We have Balloon Ben, which the kids historically know and see, making balloon animals and swords. But they are promised to bring a lot of apple desserts.
Mm. So this is a really a kind of a family-centered event, right? I mean, if you've got an entire area just for kids to have fun at Lilac Park with all of those events, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing.
It's amazing. It's it starts at 10 a.m. in the morning. Setup will begin this afternoon. But yeah, there's four big inflatable slides. There's a dunk tank I heard this year.
Now, who gets the fun of being in the dunk tank? That's always the key, right? Do we have like a rotating cast of characters for that, or do we have one person that has to endure all the torture?
I haven't heard. The head of the PTO was possibly rumoring trying to get Brenda Kelly, the principal of Morris High School, but I personally will be staying far away from that area.
That's probably a good plan. Everybody likes a good dunk tank, right? And that's fun. So lots of other things, obviously, great for the kids and great for families. What about the food? I understand the food is not bad.
The food is going to be exceptional this year. We, for the first year ever, thank you to the town, we are closing down Housatonic Street completely between Church and Main Street. So we've got some amazing food vendors. We have our Antimony Brewing Beer Garden, which will be setting up shop on Housatonic. We've got some Mediterranean. We've got some pizza. Bear Butter is coming this year. I can't wait. We've got the classic kettle corn. I started getting phone calls in the spring about, is kettle corn coming back? This is a vendor that comes back historically every year.
You know, a really good kettle corn is hard to find. The one I remember the most, believe it or not, out of all the places I've had it, was actually the Great Escape up in Lake George, you know, Queensbury area in New York. I don't know why, but they had this one vendor there that every year we would go and bring my kids, we would have to get like this huge thing of kettle corn, and it was just delightful. So
and the memory sits.
Yeah, you can't forget that.
We'll travel for kettle corn, yeah. It's called Maz's. Shire Donuts is going to have a booth, Highland Farm, Berkshire Cannoli Company. I'm really looking forward to that. She's like got a little cart, and she makes little cannolis fresh right there in front of you. The other one that's requested is the Snow Cone. We got Chill Zone Snow Cone coming. You get to pick your syrup and get your snow cone. The kids love that. Truffles by Tara. She was one of our farmers market vendors this year. She's fantastic. Lucia's Latin Kitchen is back. And Gunther's Sausage Wagon right there on the corner. He's a classic. He's a staple. Yeah.
So. Wow. So that's all of, you said, Housatonic Street, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's for anyone not familiar with downtown Lenox, as you're coming down into town from, I guess, 7A or whatever, down the hill there. Housatonic Street, if you were to take a left onto, I think it's Franklin Street, or what's that first street?
And that it's right there on Loeb's. Loeb's is a staple, but, so it's right. that road right after
but
Loeb's.
You're going to take that left, and then down there, you've got that long street, and that's Housatonic Street.
Yes.
Yeah. So fantastic. Lots of food, and that alone, if you only had the food, would be fun, right?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be there all day on a beautiful day, and you've got all those vendors.
Yes.
In addition to that, you've got music. And so where is that happening and when?
That is going to start off the festival at 10 a.m. We're starting with the Berkshire Rhythm Keepers. A lot of drumming. It's kind of like the signing on, the official start of the festival. The stage is right there at the end of Housatonic. So Berkshire Rhythm Keepers are coming on at 10 a.m. Colby Lewis and Steve Ide will follow that at 11.
Do you have a stage set up? Is that like sort of a rotating? Where is that located?
We do. That's on the corner of Housatonic and Church, right at the end. That's kind of what that street is shut up for. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sorry, go continue.
Colby Lewis and Steve Ide, 12:30, Jordan Weller and the Feathers are coming. We'll play for a couple hours.
Wow.
And then we'll end the festival with Happy Together.
Yep, and a lot of people in town here would know that group. They play at many outdoor festivals. I know they've been at the first Fridays at 5 here in Pittsfield many times. So, Yeah, that's fantastic to hear. And again, this is all going on as people are sort of winding their way around, right? Checking out, having some food. I mean, I think of, you know, the Big E and how huge that is, for example, and it almost seems a bit overwhelming if you've ever been to the Big E. It just it's just almost too much, right? This reminds me of sort of a manageable mini version of that. That's still a lot of fun to make your way through.
Yeah, a smaller version, smaller home version. You don't have to travel. We provide it downtown. But yeah, you're right. The kids play. You're able to walk around, get good food, and we haven't even talked about, you know, the artisans and the craft vendors, and there's something to see there also.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for sure. So I saw on the website, which, by the way, if you are interested in any of the details here of what we're talking about today, it's the Lenox Apple Squeeze, which is happening tomorrow, the 27th of September, 10 to 5 p.m., right in downtown Lenox. There is a website. It's what, lenox.org? That's kind of easy to remember, right?
Yes, lenox.org.
And that will jump you over to all the things that the Lenox Chamber of Commerce is doing. And one of the things, of course, is the Apple Squeeze. You were to click on that, and you'll get a full detail of everything we're talking about here. I also see that there's a hashtag, Lenox Love.
Lenox Love.
Website. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of our classic. I mean, Lenox Love is poured into a lot of things that we do. Love Lenox, mm-hmm. Lenox Love. You know, there's so much love in Lenox.
And well, there should be. So we were talking about the vendors. And so that's where I got the number as I was looking that up this morning. 70 vendors?
I think we're coming in a little bit ahead of that. But yes, okay. 70. Yeah, we're probably pulling more close to like 90 at this point. But we had to kind of shut it down because there's no more room at the inn. But yeah,
Where do the vendors set up, first of all?
The vendors are mostly set up on Main Street. They start pretty much in front of the library and will go all the way down to in front of Boema.
Okay.
Both sides of the street. Mm-hmm. There are some in Lilac Park that are kids focused. Just a eclectic and great group. You have artisans, you have crafters. There's opportunity to purchase and look at jewelry, photography. But we're also partnered with a lot of our nonprofit and community organizations that have booths like information, support. So it's just such an amazing group of vendors that come and set up and do this every year.
Yeah. Do we have some individual ones we can call out there?
Absolutely. Haven Cafe will be probably doing some apple forward treats to purchase. Millbrook Sugar House, maple syrup. It's always a good time to stock up for that for some fall baking. Dragon Fire Jewelry. We have Best Crafts by Sparkles. In front of the Morris Park, you'll find a lot of kids-focused kind of vendors and crafters and knitwear. And we've got t-shirts.
And tell us where Morris Park is for folks not familiar.
It is in Lilac Park, so it's right across the street on Main Street. Mm-hmm. There is an additional kids' activity that's happening in front of the library, in front of Roche Park, and that's partnered with the Lenox Community Center. So I would encourage you to also walk down. They're doing a community mural, so kids can participate in that, and then that'll be hung up at the Lenox Community Center.
Okay. How about some of the other crafters and vendors that we have there?
D.S. Robinson Woodcrafters is back. Hmm. Berkshire Candle. Vero's Apothecary. We've got Transcending Roots Apothecary, so some body products. Mm-hmm. Darcy Dyes with some tie-dye shirts. Let's see. So much. Reese Concessions, MC Woodworks, Icy Spain. She's a new vendor this year. Mm. She's bringing in some kind of like ginger garlic graters that she makes and hand fires. Boatman Style, Berkshire Dog Trading Company.
And, you know, as I'm listening to what you're sort of reeling off here, I'm hearing a lot of sort of small mom and pop crafter stuff. We're not seeing sort of the very large, big corporation, you know, stuff you can find anywhere, right? It's not that at all.
It's that Lenox Love. Yeah, these are all community vendors that are in our region, in our area, that historically do it every year. They, they're a fierce group. They're loyal. And I'm excited to, they're going to start setting up this afternoon. So I'm excited to meet everyone. But we've been communicating on email, you know, for the past couple months. So it'll be nice to see everyone's face and meet them in person.
Yeah. How long, since you mentioned a couple months, does it take to put an event like the Lenox Apple Squeeze together? Because here we are talking about it. This is obviously your big time, and it's so great that you were able to come this morning, the day before the event, to talk about it. You must have been a very busy person over the last, well, you tell me, how long does it take to put it together?
Yeah, our vendor applications go out in March. So there's an initial, we always send that opportunity out to our existing vendors, and registration begins. We start compiling our list, and then we open up to more of a larger community as whole once we get that ground base. And it's just something you keep nurturing over the summer. We start lining up, you know, the musicians. The efforts that the Morris Elementary team takes every year in setting up that park. You know, we just stay all, this group just stays in communication. And we just, you know, but it's really the last couple weeks where you're confirming, you're putting the map together. You're right, we have a busy day today. But I'm so happy this weather is moving out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it was the big cloud hanging over.
No pun intended. Yeah. Maybe pun intended.
Yeah. But yeah, it takes a village. I mean, I have to give a shout out to the town of Lenox. DPW with Bill Gopp, so supportive, helping. You know, it's bringing in porter potties. It's making sure the street's closed off. It's getting the stage delivered. It's providing, you know, someone's going behind and taking care of the garbages. And, you know, you can't host 7,000 people for, you know, 5 or 6 hours, and it takes a lot of support. So
it's all the details.
Yeah, all the details.
And each one of those details requires, as you said, someone specialized to make sure that those things can happen.
Yeah.
So it isn't a one-person event by any means, right?
Nope.
How many direct hands would you say you have in pulling those strings together?
I would say people are there when I ask them if I need help.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I have an amazing board for the Lenox Chamber that are volunteering and coming in.
Are there some very long time volunteers, people that have done this for many, many years and see it as like their job, their tradition to do?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. People are stepped forward and they know more than me at this point. You know, this is the 44th annual and I've been in the area for 3 years. So I visited it personally with my children and it's such an amazing time. But our executive director, Jen Nacht, who stepped down, who's thrown it and hosted it the last couple of years, she's been a great resource. So kudos to her and helping offer some support.
Yeah, always good to have that the history and the expertise to hand off, right?
Because
any event like this, for anyone who's ever put a big event together, you just know that it is details, 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 and all those things have to come together, and nothing ever goes completely smoothly, even though at the end of the day, right, people come in, you got 7,000 people potentially coming to the Apple Squeeze tomorrow, or more. We don't know.
Hopefully more.
With a good day, you know, you could certainly have a big crowd. You know, it just, all of those things have to end up fitting in, right? Making everything has to work.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the last couple of days, I feel like, you know, we've gotten everything ready and it's just kind of that quiet before it happens. And, you know, the 44th annual, you know, there's, you know, so I really, you know, besides like some topical stuff, this is already built up. There's so much momentum. The town knows it. The town creates it, supports it. So it's really just making sure that there's no fires and come down to the squeeze.
That's what I used to tell my kids, you know, if I left and I had to go out and get a gallon of milk or something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, be good. Don't start any fires. The only requirement. So if we can we're good.
That's right.
We're speaking with Sarah Goodburlett here this morning. She's the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about the Lenox Apple Squeeze that's happening tomorrow. That's September 27th, tomorrow, because we're live this morning here from our WTBR studios. Tomorrow, 10 to 5 p.m. on a beautiful Berkshire Saturday. So that is going to be right in downtown Lenox. And one question I had as we were just coming on the air, and I said, I'm going to ask her about that. Parking. Where do people go? Because I know I'm going to come in and I'm going to be clueless and I'm going to say, I want to go to the Apple Squeeze. And I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. Where am I going to put my car? How am I going to walk? How far am I going to go? Those kinds of details, right? That's kind of the first thing you got to know.
I would suggest tomorrow coming up the side of Housatonic on the backside of Church. Mm. Both sides of the road, I would fill in
there. So that's coming off of the bypass, off of Route 7, coming up that way?
Yes.
Instead of going sort of down into where we would usually go, because that's right into Main Street, right?
Yeah, Main Street's going to be a lot of walking traffic, our vendors. I would avoid driving through that for a bunch of reasons. But
I would imagine, is most of that closed off during that time? Do they close roads for this?
The only road closed is the Housatonic Street, between Church and Main. Mm-hmm. So there are people that will drive, but, you know, patience, a lot of walking traffic, pedestrians. Mm-hmm. So for stressful, you can also park up in front of St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. Or the church up there. So I would park on the road up there or Housatonic in Church Street. People fill in by the other little small park there by the cemetery. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would recommend.
So there isn't any one particular parking lot or something. People are basically parking along the streets.
That's correct.
And it could be potentially a bit of a walk. Right?
A little bit of a walk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, luckily it's going to be lovely out and nice. And so...
Mm. How about people that want to come from the other direction, either from the south, if you're hearing us in Lee right now, or if you want to come from, let's say, the Tanglewood side?
You could park on, like, Walker Street. They mm-hmm. have parking on both sides in front of Ventford and go down that way. Mm-hmm. So that's an option, too. You know, I think it's just coming in from that side or the back side from the north and the south, you'll find some space.
Yeah, so lots of ways to do that, and you'll just have to find a space. and you'll know because there are going to be lots of cars parked in front of you, right?
That's right.
Again, we're talking about the Lenox Apple Squeeze, the 44th annual Apple Squeeze happening tomorrow in Lenox downtown, 10 to 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And let's just review some of the food one more time, because we talked about that early and we want to make sure if people are just tuning in that they hear all the things that are happening at this event. And so, yeah, what do we have for you? In other words, you don't have to eat before you come. That's one thing I think that is probably reasonable to say.
Come hungry, come thirsty. Yes, absolutely. La Chalupa, Bear Butter is going to be there with their new food truck, Shire Donuts. Gunther Sausage Wagon, Berkshire Cannoli Company, Mary's Kitchen. We have an Indian food vendor this year.
Mm. Who's that?
They go under the pizza bar, but they work out of the Lee outlets, mm-hmm. so they're not doing pizza. We have pizza also, but they're going to be producing some Indian food on the corner of Housatonic and Main. It's their first time. They were at the Lee's Founder Weekend and had a wonderful time, so great couple. BB's Hot Spot is there this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Button Ball Pizza, a new pizza. I mentioned they're coming up from Egremont. They'll be there on the corner. So lots of food options.
So you really have vendors from all over Berkshire County. And again, this is a very localized event, right? So it's a unique thing. It's not a generic. It's an experience. You know, I just ask people to hearken back to 5 years ago when we were in the middle of the pandemic and the kinds of experiences that we wished we could have gone to, but we weren't able to, right?
Yeah.
And you think about this and you're like, it's unique. You can't duplicate this. It's not a sort of a generic event that you would go to.
No, it is unique and it's very special and it's local. You're supporting your community. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun day.
Yeah.
It's a fun day and you have, you know, the kids' avenues. You have the, you know, you want to get a beverage or a beer and listen to live music. Mm-hmm. You want to get involved and do research and talk to any of our nonprofits. There's a lot of nonprofits that are pulling up and doing some fundraising for other businesses. So there's just an opportunity to do all sorts of things. It fits the whole family. It fits a couple. It fits singles. It's just the perfect day event.
Yeah. Sarah, as the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce, also talk about the effect that an event like this, a big event like this, the Apple Squeeze, has for local businesses, right? Because that's not only is this great for people to go to, because you want people to go and enjoy themselves and have a big event and focus on downtown downtown Lenox, but it's also good for businesses.
It's wonderful for our businesses. Most of them have positioned and created little marketing campaigns that are complimentary to the squeeze, like Dare Bottle Shop. They're 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday standard wine tasting. They're now doing Berkshire Cider. So you can stop in there and taste some local ciders through the Hancock Shaker Village. And, you know, Cello is offering something privately where they're doing some apple treats. And so our businesses are prepared to open their doors and receive. And it's so exciting.
So it really gives them some exposure where in these days it's very difficult with everything that's online. And it's so easy to order, you know, and have things delivered to your house. But you don't have that same kind of experience of going to a local shop or a local vendor and talking with someone and looking at something that's made specifically for, you know, this area or that it's unique to this area, right?
It's so important to invest in your community. And there's so many artisans and crafters and manufacturers and makers in this whole region that if we're able to pull them into one or two little streets, definitely come visit and invest and support. You're right. You don't need to spend your money externally, you know, just spend it within our area.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important to know that that we can still do that because so many things have changed with the way that, you know, online has changed shopping, has changed entertainment. Right. There are, you know, anecdotally, fewer people out and around and doing things that they used to do. And I think that actually hurts, you know, society in general, because we're not face to face with people as much as we used to be, that we're not sharing those experiences. And this is one of those opportunities to do just that on a day where it's going to be nice tomorrow. So,
yeah, there's so much that's happening that I think this is a wonderful opportunity to focus on your community, because that's really what matters right now in the world is support each other and just stay local and, support. Lenox love Lenox.
Hey, people have to, you know, I always love calling out and supporting local businesses here on this radio station. I know Bill Sturgeon, the regular host of the program, does as well. And it's important to remember that those are the folks that are supporting the things that we find important here in our community. Whenever it's, you know, that we have an underwriter here on the radio station, it's almost always a local business. It's almost never a big box store or a big corporation or something like that, right? So that kind of activity goes both ways. You know, you want to support the businesses and the local people who are trying to make it. And at the same time, they're stepping out and helping other causes, right? I think you had mentioned things for fundraising for the Morris School, for example.
The Morris School, I couldn't have said that more perfectly. Mm-hmm. And that is my absolute honor and the platform that I sit upon. And that's what I'm passionate about doing, is supporting those businesses and the people that run it all every day and are doing such good work in our area, because everyone's just so passionate and educated and smart and just wants to make our area better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Morris PTO, this is their big fundraiser for the year for all of their programs that happen throughout the year. Adams Bank, and they're selling some apple ciders, and all those proceeds go to the Lenox Food Pantry. So there's a lot of the nonprofits that keep kind of transferring that good work and helping support each other.
Yep, it's so important to do. And, you know, we try to highlight and focus on the important events here all throughout Berkshire County and central Berkshire County, especially since WTBR FM covers that area. And newly this year, our new station WSBR in Lee is extending that voice a bit. So folks listening in southern Berkshire County right now on that station, we definitely invite you to come down to the Apple Squeeze tomorrow. So again, just to remind you, we're speaking with Sarah Goodberlet. She is the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about the 44th annual Lenox Apple Squeeze, which is happening tomorrow, the 27th, 10 to 5 p.m. right in downtown Lenox. You know, the one thing we didn't mention here so far in the broadcast, we discussed the food and the music and the kids All the vendors and everything going on. We didn't mention that this is a free event, right?
This is definitely a free event.
That was
yes.
kind of the headline, but you know, it's not one of those things where there's no tickets needed. You know, you just bring yourself.
This is an offering, and in a lot of ways, a thank you to the community. And I think that's historically how it started. I haven't been here for the previous, I would love to have been, visit the 24th Apple Squeeze, but this is, a kind of a thank you and like a sign off or like the Lennox season, mm-hmm. And all the events that are happening. And it's a way to give back to the community and say, come on down.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about some of those other events in the community throughout the year with Sarah just a minute. We wanted to really kind of talk about the Apple Squeeze first, and we might actually come back around to that near the end of the show this morning. We're coming up close now to our top of the hour break. We'll take it in just a moment. But lots of things going on in Lennox throughout the year. Again, a lot of people think of Lennox. They focus on Lennox during the Tanglewood season. Obviously, the summer season for all Berkshire County is a very important time, both for people getting out and enjoying themselves, but also for the local economy. So we always note that, and it's important to talk about that. But it's not the only thing going on, and the summer is not the only thing that happens. So we'll talk about more things with Sarah in just a moment. But first, let's go to our top of the hour break. Sarah, can you stick around for the second half?
It's been good.
Yeah, okay, good. We'll do that. We'll bring you back then for the second half, absolutely. This is 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You're listening to Morning Drive here live this morning on the 26th of September. And we'll be right back after this quick break. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Hello, we are the George B. Crane Memorial Center. We provide a clean, comfortable, and safe place for those seeking support for addictions. Our facility offers 12-step peer support recovery groups and opportunities for those in recovery. We are located at 81 Linden Street in Pittsfield. Our schedule and contact information are on our website, thegbcmc.org. We are here to help you.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is going to be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to Morning Drive. Here we are live from our WTBR studios on Federico Drive in Pittsfield this morning. It's September 26th, a Friday morning, and you're waking up to what's left over from the big rainstorm last night. Still a little cloudy out there as I look out the window right now. I hear that that's going to be clearing up throughout the day, and it's going to give birth to a beautiful weekend, a beautiful fall, late summer weekend that everybody can enjoy. We're speaking this morning with Sarah Goodberlet. She is the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking all about the 44th annual Lenox Apple Squeeze event, and we're going to move on to a few other things that the Lenox Chamber of Commerce is doing and is involved with throughout the year in Lenox, and also maybe do a quick recap of the big summer season that just finished up. As Sarah was saying, this is kind of like the end cap to a big summer season in Lenox. We'll talk all about that in just a moment. First, let's get to our weather forecast and find out what we have in store for us today. Here we go.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Light and variable wind. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you have it. Our weather forecast, and should be nice. We're looking forward to that. Morning Drive here continues on 89.7 WTBR FM, and Sarah Goodberlet is still with us here this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here, and we're talking about the Lenox Apple Squeeze. Again, we'll get back to that maybe near the end of our half hour here, but as we were talking about Lenox, certainly an area where we think of specifically a lot of summer events that are happening there. We turn our focus to that when we start to relax and think about the fun times that we're going to have in the summer. But that's not all that happens in Lenox, and it's not all the stuff that the Chamber of Commerce is working on down there. So I guess what's next, Sarah, for Lenox after the Apple Squeeze is over?
Yeah, we're really working hard to create some smaller member-focused events. I guess the first...
And how many members do you have, by the way?
We have 135 chamber members.
Wow, that's really great. Very active.
Very active, yeah, getting to know everybody. We just we brought on some new members recently, and our membership drive, that'll start, you know, December, beginning of the year. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, supporting our members, doing some membership-led programs. We have a Halloween kind of focused event that happens the end of October that's a partnership with the Lenox Community Center. They do set up their trunk or treat, and then all of the kids walk downtown and stop by the stores and the shops, and most of our businesses participate. It's super cute. It's that Friday before Halloween.
So that would be, I think, the 24th this year?
The 24th,
year?
Yes. Yeah. So that'll happen that Friday afternoon evening. Our big one that we're working on and organizing right now is the Lenox Winter Market Shop, Sip, and Savor. That's going to be Saturday, December 6th.
So by then, we're definitely into the cold weather, right? I mean, I know it seems like a long time from now, and we look outside and it's nice, but we know that's coming. So you got to have some fun things to focus on.
We do. We do. And it's getting a lot of our businesses involved. We're going to have some fire pits and some hot cocoa stations. Hopefully, you know, Santa Claus might come. But people come down and they visit our stores and they have little bites and little cocktails, and they offer a free gift, seasonal gift with a purchase. So a very interactive kind of walking around downtown, seasonal, holiday spirited event that we're just building out right now.
Has this been done before, or is this a first time?
The holiday combination one is the first, but they've done a biannual Shop, Sip, and Savor, and it's just lovely. Mm-hmm. You just get to go in little bites, and you get to go into all the little unique stores and shops and little offerings and meet people. There's such an eclectic array of goods downtown Lenox in the village. So many businesses are providing so many unique offerings. So
shop, sip, and savor. I have to say that slowly to make sure I get it right. That's going to be on December 6th. And I guess that's good, too, because that's around a time, and we were just talking about in the first half of the show, how everything is sort of generic and mail order and, you know, quick and easy and whatever. And that's probably great for later on in the season. But, I mean, December 6th, you still have time if you're shopping for some holiday gifts for whatever reason for that special person. You're more likely to find something unique and different in some of the smaller stores. And again, building up those small businesses.
Yeah, buy local. And, you know, it's so easy to, you know, click, click and have something drop off in mail.
And we all know.
We all do it.
You have to. Yeah. Yeah. It is what we do. But try and remember that the other thing that we used to all do at one point actually still has a lot of value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you get to, you know, anyone that takes the time to walk into all of the little stores in the historic village will see how unique and high quality, and there's so many offerings. I would encourage, and I believe on Friday the 5th, the Lenox Community Center is doing their tree lighting. So it'll be a whole kind of holiday themed weekend in Lenox.
And it's great, too, that, you know, every community here in the Berkshires has their own special traditions and the things that they do for their community. Certainly, we're involved with a lot of Pittsfield things here on WTBR and PCTV. You know, as you get down further into the southern Berkshires, every town has the special things that they do. And I think that makes us, you know, richer for it to be able to, you know, enjoy those things, the traditions and the sort of culture of each different community.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more quintessentially holiday-esque than Norman Rockwell, you know? So it's such a gift to live here where you have all these offerings and you can visit Stockbridge one weekend, or, you know, you can visit Lenox on Saturday and Pittsfield on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to soak up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So that is the Shop, Sip, and Savor. I got it right. Thank
Good
you.
Good job.
And that's the Lenox Winter Market event.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. There's an ice rink. Tell me about that and what you're trying to do to work on some events for that.
This is really exciting, and more details forthcoming. Hmm. But the town of Lenox is moving forward with a project that'll be held at the community center behind there, behind on the, I think it's now moved to the basketball court right behind there. And it's going to be a installed ice rink that will be there for 3 to 4 months. It's over the winter season. They're investing in the equipment. It's something that we're going to be able to do annually. Ice skates will be available, I think, to rent, but it's just going to provide so much for our community and staying outside and you know, getting outside. That's the main thing. And when it's cold and snowy and there's not a lot of call to go outside.
Oh, people hibernate, right? I mean, that's the impetus there is when it gets cold. And, you know, anybody in the Berkshires, if you're still here, if you're not a snowbird, right, if you're not getting on the plane and going down to Florida or Arizona or someplace like that, you know you're in for it for a few months. So you're either going to go inside and you're going to stay there, or you're going to try and get out and do something, right?
Yeah, the whole goal is to lean into it. Mm-hmm. You know, they make puffer coats and gloves. And so, you know, if the winter activities can support that and we have something that will bring people outdoors. So we're looking forward to building some programming around that, you know, a weekly food truck visitor, hot cocoa, you know, just doing something with your kids and getting outside, or if you personally as an adult love skating. So we're really excited about that. Like I said, details forthcoming, but that's going to be a really great offering to our downtown community. Mm.
And it's really hard. It's been hard to find ice time, if you will, right? That there are very few places to go ice skating. You know, there's only, I think, 3 rinks in Berkshire County in general where you can go. I think the Boys and Girls Club, I don't know. I assume they have some free skate time. We'll have to bring them onto the show and talk about that. Certainly the Veterans Memorial Skating Rink up in North Adams. And I think in South County, it's the Berkshire School has an ice rink down there. And that's basically it. So bringing this back out to sort of an outdoor event where you can go. And now, will that be available just on weekends, or will there be other times where people can enjoy the ice rink in Lenox?
I don't want to speak for what, but I think it'll be available
at other times.
At other times. Yeah. And I remember saying, may I add props to the gentleman. I don't remember his name, but he was doing something out of Lee and he was setting it up and it was renowned and he had a following. But I believe I saw on the news last year that it was just so hard with the temperatures to keep it frozen. So the town is investing in equipment and technology that will allow that to stand for several months. So
I've heard some of the old timers talk about how the fire department would just come out and they would flood, you know, a field or something like that. And they would do that in December and it would stay frozen all the way through February or March. And we just know that doesn't happen anymore.
Those were the days, you know, where the kids down the street came over and, you know, it was just like a little neighborhood. Those were the days.
Or even, you know, ice skating like on a frozen lake or something like that, which now, to be honest with you, I think I would really worry about that. We had a few events last year up on Pontusic Lake where, you know, I think one truck went through the ice and there were some other fishermen that went through the ice, you know, and it's just the ice is not as thick and those places as it used to be.
It's questionable.
Yeah. I would question it. You'll find me on the shore. I won't be walking out there. And I did as a kid too, right? I mean, probably everybody did at one point, but I think it's just different now. So having something like this where there will be an ice rink available for people to enjoy. You said ice skates will be available as well.
They're working on that now, a rental program. Mm-hmm. And you know, details coming as soon as those all get landed. We'll be happy to share them.
Plenty of time after the apple squeeze to start figuring that stuff out. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Well, I wanted to mention too, Lenox had one of the most successful farmers market seasons that we had. And after a call and a request from a lot of our vendors not wanting it to end, we are organizing and happy to announce we're having our first monthly Lenox Winter Community Market. So it's just a test trial. We're doing it once a month at the Lenox Community Center. Mm-hmm. It's on Sundays. The first one will be Sunday, October 5th. We have about 10 to 20 vendors signed up. And we're going to have an educational component. I think the first one, John Pitra from Second Chance Composting is going to come, and he's going to talk about, you know, the positive side effects of recycling your compost and not putting it in the landfill, and how he takes that up to his facility and turns it into rich gold compost and repurposes it. So we have some authors that are signing on to do little readings and book signings. So, you know, I picture it being something Sunday, 10 to 2. You can come in. There's a cup of coffee. There's a pastry. You can walk around. You can visit. So we're looking for more people to, you know, the more people that come, the more, you know, great and magical it becomes. Yeah.
And when do you anticipate that happening?
The first one is Sunday, October 5th.
Oh, wow.
So it's happening
right
soon.
The
second is Sunday, November 2nd. Mm-hmm. And then to end out the year is Sunday, December 7th. Hmm. So we got Prima Flowers coming on those last two. She's going to do some seasonal wreath making demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of really getting kind of culminated in but if anyone's interested in participating, please reach out to info@lenox.org.
And where will that be happening again?
That's going to be hosted at the Lenox Community Center, the ballroom, the second floor. Mm-hmm. They do have an elevator, so just, you know, it's a nice offering in those cold winter months on a Sunday after church. You can come, you can join community, you can learn. I know our maple syrup vendor will be there, which, you know, that's just such a great baking essential tool for those baking months.
Yeah, it does sort of lend itself to that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
But let's expand a little on the farmers market from this past season as well. You mentioned it was a really good year. Is that just because we had really good weather for it, or we had a bountiful crop, or we just had a lot of good vendors? How did that work?
Yeah, we had a really strong effort. Our market manager, Amy, a lot of new vendors. We had a lot of fresh produce. You know, when I moved here 3 years ago, the farmers market had kind of bounced around, but I think we really found a nice home thanks to the support of St. Anne's. Mm-hmm. And so we had food vendors, we had a great lineup of musicians, and we had a lot of produce, you know, because what's a farmers market without produce? So, you know, people were coming down for eating lunch, and it just was really successful this year. I think we found a really great home. It's right there on the main street. So we want to continue building upon that, bring it back next year. I love a good farmer's market.
Yeah. It's one of those things, too, that has picked up in popularity, too, over the past, I would say, couple of decades, right? That it seemed to have gone out of favor, or maybe it was just too difficult to put together. And suddenly, I think people have reawoken to the need for, you know, buying local produce and buying right from the folks that are growing your food, right? It's just it's very different than walking into a supermarket. Not to say that, people don't do that. You have to go to the supermarket. But, you know, that everything had been building up larger and larger and larger, and you go one place and you get everything you need. But to go and, you know, find fresh produce from the people that are growing it in a place like that, you know, talk about how important that is.
It's so valuable. I love bringing my children there because, again, you're supporting your community. Farmers work so incredibly hard to produce food. And you go, and you're right, we need tomatoes in December, January, February. We go to the market and we get them. But, you know, those tomatoes are shipped and on a barge and come and travel across the country. And there's nothing better than going and buying, you know, tomatoes, fabulous peaches this year, the greens, the peppers that are coming out right now. And you, there's so much more vitality to the produce that you can, that transcends into your food. But you get to focus on what's, you know, again, supporting those farmers, going and getting what's in season. And there's nothing better than a tomato in August.
Yeah. How about it? That came right out of the garden, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. There's nothing better.
I know. That's the way it is. My wife and I this year, for whatever reason, we grew a bumper crop of habanero peppers.
Ooh.
Now, I happen to like spicy food, so that's me. But even that, I'm eating these, you know, habanero peppers right out of the garden. I'm like, okay, this is a little bit of a challenge. And we're trying to figure out what the heck to do with all these habaneros. So my wife came up with a great idea. She's like, well, why don't we make a hot sauce and we'll bottle it. And we're like, okay. So it's our first time trying that. But again, not something that I never thought that we would try to do that. And it's a very interesting process. Luckily she did most of it. So, you know, we'll keep people safe. You don't want me touching that kind of stuff.
I was going to say, do we sense a market vendor for next year?
Exactly. Maybe. We'll just have to come up with a really good name for it.
Yeah. You know? That's what's so
hot sauces need names.
They do. And you're going to have to, you know, there's a lot of names out there, so you'll find it. But that's also, you know, one of the benefits of, you know, one of the assets of a farmer's market is because you get to offer something small, you know, it's like a little incubator, you know, and so you get to provide a product that you inherently feel passionate about, and you get to show up weekly. And then if there's momentum and, you know, it's a really good product, and then, you know, a lot of businesses start at just like the market level. Yep.
And I'll give those folks credit. You know, they're entrepreneurs and they're people that are working hard behind the scenes to get to the point where they get to that booth where people are coming up to them and looking for the products that they put out. So I give them all the credit in the world. It's a lot of work to get to that.
It is. And I'm just thrilled to be able to help support that and theme that through the winter months, keep them busy. Like Lilo Sourdough, she is a seasonal outside vendor. She signed up for the winter months. You know, she doesn't have another avenue to supply her bread, and people will come. She makes some wonderful sourdough, different offerings. And so she'll be able to continue to essentially kind of stay in business.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's sometimes it makes the difference between being in business and not.
Yes.
So remember, that's what you're supporting when you go to the farmer's market, when you go to the Lenox Apple Squeeze, you know, it's a happening.
Yep.
What else is going on at the chamber? And then we'll remind people about the Apple Squeeze right after that.
Sure. We're looking also to maybe create something fun around Valentine's Day. So looking forward to that. We're going to get together with our restaurants and see if we can partner up and provide something romantic and sweet and delicious. Some more information will be coming on that.
Nice. But
yeah, you know, it's been such a busy season. We still have lots of visitors coming through with the transition to fall. So we're just doing a lot of still hosting and guiding and greeting people at our visitor center in downtown Lenox. And after the squeeze, it seems like a kind of an audible exhale.
What did the season consist of this year? What made it a good season?
Yeah, we started off with our spring art walk, and which is very successful. They bring in over 100 artist vendors downtown. That's partnership with Sue Gordon and Gordon Fine Arts. You know, the Tanglewood season hits off, and we just kind of standstill and open our arms for support and guidance and help people locate our local businesses and what they should do while they're there. So a lot of conversations and meeting great people. We had our summer art walk. And then we just a couple weeks ago wrapped our fall art walk, which was very successful. It was partnered the same weekend that DARE had their annual Lenox Wine Festival. It was a gorgeous weekend. Lots of vendors, white tents dotting, you know, Main Street. Again, it's, you know, kind of like a regularly scheduled annual program, but looking to reinvent, focus, and continue to maintain what we do well. And then also, as we look in the future, see what else we can offer and bring to the downtown area.
Yeah. And it makes it, you know, that much more special to be in the community and knowing that those events happen and that there's a regular sort of beat of things to do and interesting people to meet and vendors to come to. Throughout the and the arts walk is another interesting. We didn't really get into that too much, but let's save that for another show.
Okay, that sounds good. And I was remiss in mentioning, you know, the Lenox Loves Music in Lilac Park. Partnership of offering live music weekly is just that's what Lenox does. They come, they sit outside, they listen to music. That, you know, it's the arts and music.
It's different than playing Spotify on your phone.
Completely.
Sarah Goodburlett is my guest here this morning on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR FM's Morning Drive, and also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR and Lee Lenox Stockbridge. We want to just circle back around one more time for folks that maybe didn't hear the first half of the show, and Sarah is really here to talk to us today about the 44th annual Apple Squeeze in downtown Lenox, happening tomorrow on a beautiful late fall day. It is going to be nice. No rain in sight. We got all that out yesterday and this morning, and it's drying out as we speak. So it'll be a nice day for it. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, downtown Lenox. It's a free event. It's a street fair. If you've never been to the Apple Squeeze, you need to go. And I might just go myself as well. Again, give us a quick once over on all the things happening at the Apple Squeeze tomorrow, Sarah.
Yeah, 44th annual. We have the classic Lilac Park kids play area with bake sale that is supported and sponsored by the Morris Elementary School PTO. Just a blast for kids, face painting, balloon Ben, lots of opportunity to be on the inflatables, dunk tank. Then you can transition over to Housatonic. We have a beer garden. We have some amazing food vendors that are going to be here this year. You can get anything from salty to savory to ethnic to sweet. And then walking around and visiting the 90 different vendors that we have that are showing up in the booth spaces, between crafters and artisans to nonprofits and educational. And it's just going to be an amazing day, and such a sigh of relief that the rain has moved out and this can happen. It's going to be a party. Come on down.
And the music.
The music. The music. Yes. Live entertainment. We start off strong at 10 a.m. with the Berkshire Rhythm Keepers. They're going to get our blood going and our hearts pumping. Followed by Colby Lewis and Steve Ide. The afternoon, Jordan Weller and the Fellers, our Feathers, and then 3:30 we have Happy
Together.
They could
be Fellers also, but they will have Feathers. Yes.
Weller and thank you. Yeah, Happy Together starts at 3:30, so it's going to be a great day.
Excellent. Well, definitely encourage everyone out there to take some time tomorrow out of your busy Saturday schedule. It can't be that busy. It's a day off, for God's sake. So go out to the Lenox Apple Squeeze. It's tomorrow, 10 to 5, downtown Lenox, a free event for everyone. Lots of food, music, kids events, vendors, 90 different vendors.
Yeah.
I still don't know where you're going to put them all.
Well, that's what I'm going to go to next. I got my little ruler out and my spray paint can,
right?
So that's going to happen right after I
that's
sign
right.
off with you.
Yeah, we don't want to hold you off from that, and we thank you for finding some time here this morning to give us the lowdown on this great event, and always appreciate hearing about wonderful things happening right here in our community. So, again, Apple Squeeze tomorrow, 10 to 5, downtown Lenox, and Sarah Goodburlett, the executive director of the Lenox Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Sarah, for being here. It's been great having you.
Thank you, Sean.
And
You're wonderful.
Great conversation. We'll good luck luck with the event. Take a breath after Saturday. I hope you get some rest and then move on to the other events that are happening with the Lenox Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you bet. All right, everybody, that's it. We'll have a great weekend out there for all of you, and we will see you again next week on Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Take care, everybody.